April 16th, 2019, Tuesday of Holy Week. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, yesterday the Christian world suffered a great loss in the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It stood for centuries as a symbol of old world tradition. Now it is a burned out shell. I would be remiss if I did not point out this analogy. What is left standing of the once great cathedral must be compared to the liberal church today. The shell of the once majestic church is all that the liberal church represents. The interior is nothing but a burned out, unrecognizable, once great church. No one worships there. What is left of the cathedral is the effect of all the great prayers offered over the centuries from her midst. In the liberal church, the prayers are not recognizable as tradition has been burned away in favor of free will choice. Reconstruct this great cathedral in your hearts as the Church of Atonement. If I could only tell you the church is alive and well today despite this loss. But alas, I cannot lie to you. People see the material loss, not the spiritual loss. I did not rescue the cathedral, but let the flames take their course. I must rescue the state of the church today. There must no longer be liberal and conservative forces inside the church. All must be one. Conflict brings destruction. Today you have left ruins of a great cathedral during the holiest week of the year. Take heed and do not allow the firestorm of controversy to destroy the tradition of faith in your heart." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 2, 4 through 5. "Come to him, to that living stone, rejected by men, but in God's sight chosen and precious, and like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.